AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It's Melissa and with you today. Todd has other duties today in the station, so he's out running around. If I need him, I'll holler at him, but I'm going to try and leave him alone today. We want to thank our sponsors, of course, for letting us be here. Boone County Daily News and Carroll County Daily News.com, your local news sources for Lebanon and Boone County, and also for Flora, Delphi, Carroll County. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. And we've got Mashan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines, never gets old. And Mashan's is also our small business spotlight sponsor as well, which we do have one today, and we'll be talking to them here in just a minute. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big deal, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, ProByte Computer Sales and Services, and Day and Genda Funeral Home. A couple of quick announcements this morning. We have an advisory from the Frankfurt Sewer Department that Northeast Street will be closed between Clinton Street and Washington Street all day. So please avoid the area so they can get their work done. And then we also have this from, it's the weather advisory that is coming in until, this is in effect, until 7 a.m. Tuesday. We got this from Central Dispatch this morning. A period of heavy snow will be expected. Accumulations could be around 2 to 3 inches for our area, beginning this evening, roughly around 10 until 7 a.m. Tuesday morning. Slick and hazardous road conditions, especially, I mean, be careful on the bridges and overpasses if you've got to do a lot of traveling. If you don't, stay home and enjoy watching the falling snow. If you do have to get out, just be careful. And this could be, we could see a mix of rain and or snow through this, so that could create even more so the icy, slushy, hard to drive in conditions. I know 2 and 3 inches doesn't sound like a lot, but when we haven't had it for a while, just getting out there and driving on it can make it a little hazardous. So keep an eye on the weather, and we'll help you here as well to keep an eye on it. You can stay tuned in with us. Today, going on here at the station, we've got what we call our Blitz Day. And we want to thank Vintage Cafe. They're going to be providing lunch today for our entire crew here at Casper Media. And we want to thank them for feeding us and taking care of us. And this is our busiest day of the whole season. So if you are thinking about doing some advertising with the radio station, today's a good day to call in. And if you don't already have a sales rep, call in and we'll get you signed up with somebody, because there's going to be a lot of big discounts on advertising today. So we want to mention that as well. Today is Mashan's Window Tinting Small Business Spotlight. And sitting in the studio, you can see him on the camera. And you're going to have to help me with your last name.
I will.
This is, and you can pull the mic up to you a little bit further. There you go. I should have told you that before we started. Yeah, I told you I'm not used to being on this side of the
fence.
Yeah, I know. I'm not used to being on this side of the fence at all. So, in studio, the owner and operator of the Training Zone in Kirkland, Indiana. Bob's, I'm going to ask
Saliba.
You. Saliba. That's what I thought. That's the way I was going to say it.
And
but
no
I
one
just,
gets it right on the first time. So.
I just want to make sure. And you are the owner operator, and you are a trainer. And tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the actual business.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me here this morning. I have been an athlete my entire life. I played high school basketball and was lucky enough out of South Florida to get a full scholarship to the University of North Carolina, Greensboro.
Oh, wow.
That's where it kind of all started. I studied exercise science and absolutely just fell in love with it. It's a science that just makes sense to me. After college, I came out and did what everyone does. I did nothing. In the year 2000, I found a group of kids playing football who felt like they weren't getting conditioned properly and literally started the training zone in my backyard. And from there, we opened up a gym. From that gym, we opened up two more as we worked our way through Newcastle, Indiana, out of South Florida. And now here we are in Kirkland, and we're gonna rock Kirkland. We're gonna bring some exciting stuff here.
Well, it's cool to see businesses coming into Kirkland. It's a small town, but it's got a small town that has a lot to offer. So I know I saw on your profile you are a ISSA elite trainer. Explain that as far as what that stands for and how that differs from some other training.
Sure. Okay, so the International Sports Science Association, the ISSA, was founded in the 80s, and it gives people an opportunity if they don't have a degree or if they're working in an area of science and they want to pursue the personal training adventure. The ISSA provides all the tools, which includes some education, a nationally renowned test, and that kind of gets everyone started. So over the course of your career as an ISSA trainer, there's different levels. And the elite trainer is the highest level that you can achieve in the ISSA without being a doctor. So over the years, I've just updated myself, kept myself in tune with what's going on in the fitness world. It is a crazy moving business that can be quite confusing at times. And the ISSA, as an elite trainer, just kind of sets you up so that you can knock out all of the misinformation to help your clients get what they want, which is success.
Yeah, I know, like you said, it can be confusing. You see so much on social media, you know, about whether this is right or that is wrong, you know, and whether or not it all protein, whether, you know, all car, you know, it's ridiculous.
It's so saturized. It's because people, some just want views, and mm-hmm. views bring advertising, and advertising brings money, and that's fine. That's part of the business. But there are people who do know what they're talking about, and you can follow them and understand. But then as you sit back, just as someone without a lot of experience, who do I follow? Which one makes sense? Does it really work? Is the nutrition that they're talking about for me? That's the important part, because when you get with a personal trainer, it's individualized. It's you and the personal trainer. It's you and me getting together to create a transformation strategy. And I like to use that term, transformation strategy, because it's teamwork. It's not just me throwing a program at you that I found in some magazine. We sit down, we do a body fat test, we do a body mass index test, we figure out the goals that you want to attain, and then together we create the strategy. And then once the strategy is in place, then the work starts, then the nutrition comes into play, and we work through that to get success. And the success comes in pretty quickly. Over a 15-week period, you can get a lot of work done.
When you're talking about, you know, figuring out body mass index and everything, and we talked a little bit off air before we got on the air about the chemicals in the body, also the metabolism and everything, and working with that. What about somebody who's on, you know, a lot of medication or something, but yet their doctor's saying, hey, this is something you need to crack down on. How do you balance that out and work with that person?
Okay, so the body works in some unique ways. Medicine is in the afterlife. So you're already sick. Something's happened, whether it's hypertension, whether it's diabetes. It can be a number of things that the medicine is trying to keep under control or alleviate. So we kind of work around that. So the nutrition side plays an important role in the medical side of that. So you have to get your nutrition and whatever medication that you're taking in balance. From there, we still work on the metabolism. We still create muscle through the diet. But it's more of a, hey, I have to pay attention to exactly what's going on, especially if it's diabetes. You know, the diet is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And then we throw in the ability to build that muscle, because muscle is metabolism. And the more muscle you have, the less body fat you have. We can actually reduce the amount of medication that you can take over a period of time, as long as, we got to get the doctors involved, as long as your doctor says, hey, you know, we're seeing changes in your blood sugar. We're seeing changes that level out. I have someone that I train with now who's a diabetic. He's diabetic, and he's on an insulin pump. And he has noticed over a period of time that some of his sugars have stabilized versus that up and down sugar high, sugar low, sugar high, sugar low. And he's worked very hard on the nutrition side to get that under control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I'm thrilled to hear you say that, because that's another misleading thing that you see on social media, or as you said, the clickbait, is that, you know, they want to screw with your diet. And not in a good way.
Correct.
And that's so important to it. I mean, I know I've had to adjust mine over and over again. Mm-hmm. And still working on it, which, yeah, I know. We'll talk about that honey bun later.
It's a constant struggle for everyone. It is. And, you know, you have to work at it. You have to work at both sides of the fence. You have to work at your nutrition just as hard as you do in the gym. And for some, it's even harder on the nutrition side, because there's so much marketing thrown at you. You know, you look at food all day long. You look at so many different things, and we're obsessed with sugar. We can't help it. Sugar's all around us. Sugar is in everything. High fructose corn syrup is in everything. It's in ketchup. And your body has no way to digest it. So what does it do? It turns it into fat. So we are being constantly bombarded with the sugar world, the high glycemic index side of the world, that it's really an obstacle for us. And we have to get that under control. And once we get that under control, then we can take a look at your protein levels, your carb levels, your fat level intake, all that, to get it all in balance so that you have a chance to grow muscle, so that muscle metabolism works for you, not against you.
I know there's a lot of talk on glutens.
Mm-hmm.
And people think a lot of times that they have a gluten problem.
Correct.
It's not necessarily that.
That's correct.
It can be something else that's in there. But I also read, and I'm sure you probably know more about this than I do, that a lot of it is the way we process our food in the U.S.
Correct. Processed food is horrific for us. The chemical imbalances that are put into food to make it last, okay? So mm-hmm. The food company, it's a business. They don't want to lose money just like anyone else. So what they do is they bombard all of the food with chemicals to make it last. So the shelf life in a grocery store is 30 days or more. Well, you're consuming the chemicals that keep that product on the shelf, which is not good for you. So what I tell all of my clients is stay on the perimeter of the grocery store. So you go, if you can imagine, you know, all of the larger stores, the produce is on the outside. Mm-hmm. You've got fruits, meats, vegetables, milk, dairy, eggs, orange juice, all the way around the outside of the store. And when you start to work yourself into the side, inside all of those aisles, you get cans, boxes, bottles, everything full of high fructose corn syrup and sugar. So don't go down those aisles. Number one, you'll save money. Number two, your body will thank you later in the day when you're not consuming all that processed garbage.
What, I know you touched a little bit about, you know, seeing the kids in the you know, trying to get conditioned for football and everything, mm-hmm. and starting this in your backyard. Mm-hmm. Has this always been from the time you were a kid? I mean, I know you played basketball. You actually went on to college and played, which kudos to you. That's hard to do. Even NC at Greensboro is just as tough a team as, in fact, they beat NC at, you know.
We did.
Yeah, you guys have beat them before.
Yes.
It's more than once. Has this always, even from the time you were a kid, been a passion?
Yeah. I first of all, I'm an outdoors person. So being outside, being active is just a part of me. But once you start to play something that you fall in love with, you just kind of grow with it. And even in college, even though it's harder, the levels are harder, the pressure's there, it doesn't leave you. It's exciting for me to wake up on the day and go to the gym. I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to train myself. I can't wait to be with other people. I can't wait to see change. It is deeply, deeply a part of me.
What made you decide to come to Kirkland?
Well, I can give a shout out to my Booker's family. Booker's Bar and Grill is a restaurant. I was running a restaurant. I was outside of the gym for a minute. Jennifer Ferguson has been a huge influence for me at Booker's. The whole crew there, most of them trained with me as well. When I came up, my son lives here, his wife, and now my new grandson. Jennifer needed some help. So running a restaurant down south in Spiceland, it was a move. We sat down and talked, and she was like, "Hey, I need some help. Would you come up and you know, give us a tryout?" And I did, and I fell in love with it. And now I'm right next door with my own gym.
Well, that's what I saw when I was on Facebook. I saw the pictures, and it's like, okay, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
Very familiar. Okay, so now you've got your own gym. And what kind of amenities do you have in the gym, and talk about the programs that you offer?
Yeah, sure. It's a full service gym. If you were to walk into any gym, it would look like that. It's going to stay for a while into the studio aspect, meaning we're going to do one-on-one work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spend time with individuals versus groups. There's every piece of equipment that we'll need to be successful. So it's not just a stability ball and a couple dumbbells like you might have in your bedroom or closet that you don't use. So, you know, you feel comfortable coming in. I've got a full aerobic line, stair stepper, elliptical, treadmill, everything I have to wear you out, to get you in shape, to get you ready for whatever goal that you want to achieve. It's there for you.
I know, of course, working with different age groups, we've already talked about different health concerns, but working with different age groups, what about somebody that's older, that's, you know, got arthritis issues and everything, and it's not so much the, I don't want to say the toning, but in a way it is, but just trying to give them those physical aspects of being able to maybe bring back some of the mobility that they have. Talk about working with somebody like that.
Yeah, well, for arthritis, it's painful. So when someone has arthritis, they really don't want to move. And unfortunately, the best thing for arthritis is movement and circulation. So someone with arthritis has to make that commitment to themselves that they're going to work their way through it. And movement is the best way. And we can design anything based on the levels. Yeah, I can't be too specific because everyone's different.
Exactly.
But in general, if you're older or you just haven't been moving for a while, just getting to the gym, starting with a basic 3-day-a-week program for 30 minutes, whether we just walk, whether we just use some light weights, we work on nutrition as well. Can get you started. And I can say this, that someone who's 25 or 65 can still build muscle. It's a myth that after a certain age that your body just can't grow it, and then you can do it. I have a 66-year-old gentleman that trains with me. As a matter of fact, we're going to get together here in a few minutes and knock one out, who has gained 10 pounds, and about 8 of that is muscle.
I know, for everybody that's listening, we're talking to Bob Saliba with the Training Zone in Kirkland, Indiana. He's a ISSA elite trainer, part of Marchand's Small Business Spotlight. Because you're able to work individually and be able, and I do love the idea of down the road, I'm sure you'll probably have classes.
Yes.
And everything, but just the idea of being able to work individually and be able to tailor all of that to that individual. How's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you and even just sit down for, I want to call it a consultation, to talk about it,
right?
And see what works and what you know, how to maybe get somebody started.
Sure.
To tailor a program.
You know, if you want to use my email or phone. Now, the phone, I'm not going to answer it the first time you call me, so leave a message. I can drop you the number here if you want me to.
Sure.
317-699-3383 is my cell phone number, so feel free to call that anytime. You can catch me at my name, BOBSALABA, at hotmail.com. I also have a program that I started last night and actually got it up and running. Technology is a wonderful thing, as we all know. you can find the Training Zone 2 at trainerize.com. So you would go to the Training Zone 2.trainerize.com. That is a full service online training setup so that if you can't get to the gym or you're out of town or you're too far away, you can still get with me. You can still do the same exact things that we would do one-on-one in the gym, but we'll use Trainerize as that format.
Yeah, almost like what you had to do during COVID for a lot of people,
correct.
I'm sure.
Correct, and that's how that all started to develop because people just couldn't get out.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to be able to do something
right.
from home. So,
right.
You talked about a lot of the equipment that you have based on you know, and to me that's great. That's one of the biggest things that I have trouble with mm-hmm. is deciding what works best for me, what kind of piece of equipment do I need, you know, besides the dumbbells and stuff that you can easily have at home.
Yes.
How do you determine when you're sitting down with somebody, what pieces of equipment, basically what I want to say is looking at the equipment that you have, like an elliptical, mm-hmm. what is that supposed to do?
Right.
Because that's a lot of the questions that I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what a treadmill does.
Right.
But what about an elliptical or some of the other more specific pieces that you have?
That's a great question because, okay, so I'm a big body person. You know, at 6'4", if you go into a gym that has machinery, I don't fit in it. So my range mm-hmm. of motion is limited in certain pieces of equipment. So that is the key to life when you're working out is your range of motion. So if you're looking to get aerobically conditioned and you're long-legged or short-legged or, as I say, long-muscled or short-muscled, certain equipment won't work. Going for a walk on a treadmill is easy, but if you're looking for quad growth, if you want your legs to grow, the elliptical is a starting place. I also have a stair stepper where you literally climb stairs. Now, a lot of that is so that we can get the heart rate up so that we can get into a training zone, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Zone 2 is where I like to take you, where your heart rate's in that 135 to 140 range for 15 to 20 minutes. And that sounds painful, and sometimes it is. But that's where your body optimizes the ability to drop fat. And there's a myth that aerobics burns fat. It does not. It burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a calorie deficit, that's where your body, the muscle metabolism, starts to develop and eat the fat.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, aerobic activity does not lose body fat, it burns calories. So if we're looking to lose weight, we're going to jump on that elliptical, we're going to get the range of motion that benefits the muscle structure of your body, and then move you into the heart rate so that you have success in dropping that body fat.
And we're not talking about, because I know a lot of people think building muscle. I don't want to turn around and look like a bodybuilder.
Correct.
So we're talking about getting those muscles, the strength back.
Correct.
And also getting the tone back.
Correct.
So yeah, talk a little bit about the difference between that as far as what you're talking about and then what people perceive.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, it happens with my ladies. They come into the gym and they want to drop some weight. They want to see some tone, but they don't want to look like a guy, you know, and okay, great. So testosterone is what controls muscle growth in a guy,
mm-hmm.
parts of it. And it's more complicated than that, but we'll just say that for
sure
for where we're at. So a female comes into the gym, says, hey, I don't want to look like a guy. Well, you're not going to look like a guy because you're not chemically built to be one unless you rearrange that chemically. So as we start to shape and tone, we can train with heavy weights. We can build mass. We can build the body mass that's needed to have the muscle grow more than we have fat in the body. And that's how we lower the body fat percentage. So we up the muscle, we down the fat. And fat and muscle are at war constantly. They're fighting for the same space in your body, except fat takes up more space than muscle. So as you decrease your fat percentage, your body literally shrinks, and at the same time, you may gain weight because muscle weighs more than fat. And that's where everyone gets confused. Well, if I'm going to weigh more but look better, is that really okay? And that's where I say stay off the scale because the scale is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It's irrelevant. It's a trap. It's like, oh, God, I gained 3 pounds. You get on the scale in the morning, you weigh 5 pounds less than you do at night. It's confusing. Am I winning? Am I losing? Am I not? What's going on? So that's why we do the body fat test. You know, once a month we take a look at really what's going on. And quite frankly, as you get into the lower percentages, like between the 15% to the 11%, that's when the body starts to, hey, really show, and the muscle tone comes out. And at that point, that's when everyone says, oh, okay, I get it. I'm starting to look good. I feel better. You know, these workouts are not killing me at the moment. I'm not sore every day. So now the success takes over, and that's where the excitement comes in. And that generally takes 3 to 4 weeks. It's not a very long period of time at all.
No, not really. Not at all. Yeah, that was one of the things that I noticed. That, I mean, I knew it because I played sports. I was the sports brat. I was in the weight room all the time, and did all that all through high school and even through, I think I quit playing organized sports when I was like 35, something like that. But I noticed it more so with my kids, not so much with us, that the misconception. Mm-hmm. And the peer pressure. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the scale. I mean, my daughter, solid muscle, and could not understand why she wasn't skinny, you know, wasn't getting the weight numbers that some of her friends were getting that weren't doing sports and everything.
It's very personal. A body image is completely different than a transformation success. So the way that you look at yourself going into the program is why we create the strategy, because there has to be an outcome. So coming in, you may think, wow, I'm overweight, I'm out of shape, I don't like the way I look. It's all negative. It's very, very, very negative.
Mm-hmm.
So through the strategy, we start to build that confidence in, okay, first of all, I can do this. Second of all, I am going to achieve success, and the outcome is what I want, not some silly program that's going to get me from point A to point B with no success. That's why people quit. They get frustrated in the fact that they're working on something that doesn't work because it's not designed for them. It's something that someone created somewhere in the middle of a room one day to put it in a magazine, and there it is. Now, the followers say, hey, that's the one to do, and everyone tries to do it, but 75% fail and quit.
Yeah.
So the transformation is what makes you successful, and the strategy involved in that is teamwork, like I said earlier, where we do it together.
Yeah, yeah, and it's always easier to do it when you got a buddy.
Yes, 100%.
It really is.
100%.
I can't believe we are out of time. This is crazy. We have already blown through a half hour of talking about getting healthy, and I definitely want you to keep us up.
I will.
To date on what's going on.
Feel free to stop by and take a visit. You know, come on in. Jump in the mix.
The Training Zone, Kirkland, Indiana. Bob Saliba, ISSA Elite Trainer. Thank you for coming in, being a part of Marchand Small Business Spotlight. And we look forward to hearing from you and keeping in touch.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me here today. Everybody get healthy, stay healthy, stay warm over the next couple of days and the crud that's coming through. And we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. We are going to take a break, and then we will be back with more Party Line.
70 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Virk's Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Virk's unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Virk's Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tint does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey.
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, well, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.